Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fallout to the aftermath of Iowa has already started, and I'm just going to say it, and I know this may come as bad news to the people that support Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis and whoever else may be left, but it's over. The race is long gone. Ted Cruz has now endorsed President Trump. He was a guy that, as I said the other day, Ted Cruz almost ruined his career when he went after Donald Trump in 2016. Well, he's come on board. Vivek Ramaswamy is now on the stump with Donald Trump. And we know, I mean, he's going to be part of Trump's administration, and rightfully so, he's earned it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Nikki Haley did the worst in the primaries. Her group orchestrated, like you wouldn't believe, they spent a fortune to show well in Iowa, and she came in third place. It was a close third place, you know, close to DeSantis, but neither one of them gained any traction. And look, we talked the other day, I did an entire show about what it meant for Trump to win, but to win like he won was definitive. That's why you're going to see it. What I've been telling people we've needed to do for some time, a consolidation. And Trump's concession because he won. His after-the-win speech that said, look, guys, these guys did great. They fought hard. It's over. Let's unite was the best message you could possibly have. I want to read this article. DeSantis has long been touted Trump's biggest threat. In recent months, however, that has changed. Ahead of the Iowa caucuses, Haley was beginning to emerge as a potential main challenger to Trump in the primary. By the way, I told everybody, that is the biggest farce. It was a media-generated hype over somebody that the majority of people are not going to vote for. Anyway, they go on. It says, she was beginning to emerge as a main challenger to Trump, with polls showing she is closing the gap in New Hampshire. And suggestions she would be able to sweep up the votes from those who had previously backed former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, which, what was it, 6% at most? I mean, and maybe she did pick him up. Maybe that's what let her close the gap between her and DeSantis, but it didn't close the gap between her and Trump. They go, however, the results show that Haley and DeSantis were neck and neck with just 2 points separating them, which was essentially a race for second, as Republican voters still cannot consolidate around one single main challenger to Trump. If Haley and DeSantis continue to battle it out against each other, it's unlikely they will either be able to garner enough votes to overall to challenge Trump, with polls often showing the former president has strong double-digit leads in states across the country. Let me tell you something. I don't want to break anybody's heart. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but it's done. Donald Trump is not going to lose any traction. I'll put it to you this way. Vivek Ramaswamy, he ran a great campaign. People love the guy, and rightfully so. I think he was probably the best candidate in terms of running a campaign. He worked hard. He did it. Knowing that he couldn't win, he still went out there. He did his best. The majority of his people are going to go to Donald Trump. It's going to be an easy flip. They're going to stop. And even the people, I'm going to tell you, don't think for 1 second the people that supported Chris Christie, whatever that number is, 2% or 6%, don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to just give their vote to DeSantis or Nikki Haley. Many of those people, once a consolidation occurs, they will say, you know what? Let's make Donald Trump our guy. And the rest of them, it amounts to nothing. When DeSantis drops out, let me tell you what's going to happen. When DeSantis drops out, 60% or more of those people will easily support Donald Trump. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, that's a big group that's not going to vote for Donald Trump. Okay. What do you think's not going to vote for Joe Biden? Donald Trump is still going to get, the most votes, legitimate votes, of anybody that's ever run in an election, save Donald Trump. He will beat, he'll either beat his existing record of 74 to 75 million, or it'll be slightly under it, but he'll beat anything Joe Biden ever did, because we all know Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. So this is what I predict. They go on to say this. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, Guy Benson said that the hour of the results was a perfect storm for the president, former president. Trump blows it out, hitting 50% plus. DeSantis finishes a distant second, narrowly beating out Haley, quite possibly blunting her momentum, and Def robbing her of an argument she would have loved to have wielded in New Hampshire. Vivek Ramaswamy jumps out, a pro-Trump consolidation. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Guy Benson. Guy Benson, we were together at an event in Colorado. This guy hated Donald Trump. I'm telling you, I watched him blow a gasket when Trump was the front runner. This was in 2016. And I said to him, I said, why are you that mad? And he didn't have an answer. Just hated him. He was like Bill Kristol, the guy with the bow tie, George Will, all of them. They hated him. And he's come over. So what I'm getting at is there are people out there who are all now starting to, once this consolidation occurs, once the reality sets in that these other people are gone, and it's not going to be like it was with Kasich and Cruz in 2016. Trump is the de facto guy, and he's earned it. And when that occurs, you're going to watch this slow migration. And then Trump will get away. I mean, look, I like Trump when he's in his pesky mood, you know, going, making liberals lose their mind. But he will be as magnanimous as he was when he said to all these folks, look, you ran a good race. You should be proud of yourselves. You're good quality people, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't get any better than that. And when he can focus on that and all his attention start going into the Biden family, the crooked nature of the DOJ, and so on and so forth, we are going to see an exodus of people coming over to Donald Trump that will blow your mind. And here's what I will tell you that's different than 2016. People are no longer afraid to say, I support Donald Trump. That is, it's becoming more mainstream than you can even believe. That's why we've dedicated an entire product line to him in our store. Go check it out at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The official endorsement, we're seeing it right there up on the screen. What did the former president tell you when you guys were backstage? Look, we had a great conversation. I actually prefer to talk about policy rather than politics, Jesse. And so we talked about a number of issues backstage, which I've actually championed in this race that I do think would be beneficial to the America First movement for President Trump to take on. And I think he was very amenable to many of them. Opposition to a central bank digital currency. Talking about certain pardons that I think we need on day one. Julian Assange included on that list. And so I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. But I'm also somebody who cares about the details of policy and commitments. And so we had some great conversations backstage about that before I went on stage. And I think that you guys may have seen some of the rally that we had, and the response was overwhelming. And I think it's very clear who the Republican primary electorate is saying that they want to be their nominee. I ran to be that person. They sent me a very positive message, but the very positive message they sent to all of us is that Donald Trump needs to be the nominee of this party. And I think Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley would actually at this point do this country and this party a service by stepping aside to make sure that we're focused on not only nominating Donald Trump, but getting this country back and reviving those founding revolutionary ideals. And I think we do live in that 1776 moment right now. We need to win.
You're calling on
Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis to drop out right now. I am. And I do think that would be healthy for this country. And I think that, you know what, especially Ron DeSantis, at least, of the two of them, will have an important role to play in the future of this country and leading this nation. I do believe that. But I think that the right thing to do right now is the people of this country, through the Iowa caucus, it's the most grassroots process I've seen. I personally did over 390 events, built great relationships and goodwill, but the message they sent was clear. I think it's time to actually make sure we elect the right president, put America first, take the America First agenda to the next level.
Vivek Ramaswamy, now on the stump for President Trump. And as he said, it's clear who the Republicans want. This is a clear-thinking dude. I got to tell you, I don't like everything that he says. But he was one of the most genuine guys and, as I said, came out unscathed. And it's funny that he talked about both Nikki Haley and DeSantis should drop out. And he says DeSantis still has a shot. You know why? Because he hasn't taken as many pot shots at Donald Trump. Nikki Haley has been practically anti-Trump. He's too old in his policies, as she mimics his policies, as she says his policies didn't work. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a buzz. New Hampshire is the next stop for the Republicans on the president. By the way, it's also for the Democrats. Joe Biden's not even on the whatever they call it. He's not on the ballot for the primary, whatever they call it. He's not on there. I don't know what that means, but you would think that he needs to be on there, especially now that he's got some competition. Or is what the Democrats saying, we don't care about competition. Joe Biden's our guy. I hope it is that. I hope they say that. I would love, unlike the 70% of Americans apparently, I would love to see a rematch between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I know what happened the first time, and I know what's going to happen the second time. Donald Trump will defeat Joe Biden, and he will get credited with the defeat. Because the powers that be know, don't cheat us this time. It'll be heck to pay. Another battle royale, I'll get it out. Another battle royale brewing, according to the narrative, the media narrative. Nikki Haley is supposed to be, she's surging in New Hampshire. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction that Trump beats Haley and DeSantis the same way he in New Hampshire, the same way he defeated them in Iowa. Double digits. I'm convinced of it. But I want to play this clip. This is Governor Sununu, who is he's a rabid anti-Trump guy. But even he's beginning to see that he better walk the line. He can't just say whatever he wants about Donald Trump and get away with it. So here's a clip of the governor of New Hampshire, who is a Nikki Haley. He's a fan. Says it. But he can't dismiss Trump.
Governor, I will say that you guys in this state have pushed on presidents from New Hampshire in the past. You have Bill Clinton in 92. McCain was the nominee, he wasn't the president. But you picked the winners of the parties, certainly a lot of times in New Hampshire. The voters in this state like you a lot. You're a very popular governor here. They listen to you.
Oh, yeah.
Your influence matters.
Go on.
No, it's true. It's true. That's what I hear from voters. But I want to know, given that, and you're endorsing Nikki Haley, do you think it was a mistake to come out and say, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump if he's the nominee. I'm going to vote for him even if he's convicted in a criminal courtroom. Do you think that was a mistake that maybe undermined the enthusiasm for Nikki Haley?
No. The point there is very clear. If folks think that some external factor is going to take Trump down, the court cases are going to come to bear, and then he's really in trouble, that is not happening, guys. That is a hypothetical. It is not happening. You beat Donald Trump at the ballot box. You beat Donald Trump by getting out the vote. It happens right here in New Hampshire. I want people to know not to sit apathetically waiting for someone else to beat Donald Trump. It has to be about getting behind Nikki Haley and taking that path. And when you have a leadership like hers that can win, this is all about charging people up to get out the vote. And yes, Donald Trump would be in a nail-biter race with Joe Biden at this point, to be sure. Nikki Haley would win by 10, 15 points and win Republican seats up and down the ballot. That's why people get so excited about her here in New Hampshire. It puts the chaos and the drama behind us, but don't think for a second that something else is going to take down. If your viewers are watching and say, Donald Trump's a threat to democracy, then get off the couch and go vote. Be a part of it. Do something about it. Whatever it is, don't wait for these external things to happen. That's a hypothetical. So we're just trying to charge people up and make sure that we have as high a voter turnout as we can come Tuesday.
So here's a guy, he's hedging his bets. Says that Trump's the nominee, I'll support him. And I've been pretty much that way every time. I've said, you know, in the 2016 election, if Lindsey Graham is an example, if he'd made it, I would have voted for him, held my nose and voted for him, because I certainly didn't want Hillary Clinton. But luckily, we didn't have to do that. Speaking of which, I have it on good authority that Hillary, the fix was in on Hillary Clinton, and it was such a shocker. But here's what happened. I have this on good authority. I don't know it myself, but the people that told me are very trustworthy. It was military operators who turned off the voting machines that wouldn't let Hillary win. That's what I've heard. Don't know if it's true. Anyway, pivoting back to Sununu, he makes the comment, if you think you're going to beat Trump because of these indictments or whatever else, you aren't going to beat him that way. And he's sort of making a plea to get out. If you don't like Trump, change it. But at the end of the day, he knows he needs Trump. And it's a very different Sununu, because this guy doesn't like Donald Trump. Didn't fall too far from his father's tree in terms of the former Sununu that I knew. And he doesn't like Donald Trump. But like Michael Rapaport, Trump is on the table. One of my buddies said, he thinks Trump is going to get 120 million votes. A little optimistic.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before we get back into the real political mainstream and talking about Nikki Haley and some of the polling that we're seeing and some of the things that observational stuff that we normally talk about, I want to talk about the real reason why black people vote Democrat. Now, many of you think you know, but I'm going to tell you, what I'm about to tell you right now, you probably have never heard in your life. This is one of the reasons why you listen to this program. Now, let me tell you what people tell you. They say, Kevin, the black people need to know, you know, that voting Democrat is perpetuating all the things that drove slavery. It's rewarding the Democrats for all these bad things that they've done to you. Why do you guys vote for your oppressors when this, that, and the other? And they go, and when you say, well, why do you think we vote for it? They go, but Kevin, it's out of ignorance. I go, okay, well, let's run with that for a little bit. Yeah, there's some ignorance involved. People that don't know what the Three-Fifths Compromise was. They don't know that the Republicans freed the slaves. They don't know that the Freedmen's Bureau that educated blacks was set up by Republicans. They don't know that HBCUs are named after Republicans. They don't know that the NAACP was started by Republicans. They don't know that the Republican Party fought against all the poll taxes and the Jim Crow laws and all the other stuff. They don't know that the Republicans sponsored all the civil rights acts that made blacks human. They don't know that it was Republicans who voted to enact the 14th Amendment. And they don't know about all these other things. So I could go into that stuff. So, yes, there is a certain thing of ignorance, but that's not it. That's not the answer. It's a lot of stuff that you, well, Kevin, I think the reason why they don't vote for him is because Democrats are, you know, always giving them stuff. Okay, you're on the right track there. Democrats do give black stuff. They say, we're going to give you free this, free that, free this, free that. But it's against human nature to want free because you know free isn't free. And you know that there's better than what you're getting. And you know that you're going to always be complaining, which is what black leftists, when I talk about black folks, I'm not talking about black conservatives. I'm talking about black leftists. You can never please them. They're always belly aching. As my grandmother says, you could have a ham under each arm and be begging for bread. That's the type of thing, the mentality that black leftists have. So what is it, Kevin Jackson? You've got me. You've whetted my appetite. What is it that is the overriding thing as to why, no matter what happens, black people will vote for the Democrat? Yeah. You want to know what it is? Power. See, the Republican Party would take away the power of being black.
look at what's happened with being black. No whites allowed, BET, the N-word. You white folks can't do anything. You walk around on eggshells around black folks. You are scared to death. You don't want anybody to think you are not diverse, equity, and inclusive. You don't want anybody to think you don't support CRT. I'm down with critical race theory. You don't want people to have one iota, one thing of, would you dare say, look, don't you think that the cops are right a lot of the time? What about All Lives Matter and all the backing away of that? Do you understand how scared you are of black folks? Let me tell you how powerful a black person is. Donald Trump, as president of the United States, if one of his black employees that worked for the White House were to come out, and God forbid it was more than one, and they said, I heard that Donald and Melania using the N-word in the room or in the kitchen or in the West Wing or something, Donald Trump is on Front Street. He's got to debate that. Let me use it in terms you can understand. If a black, and you correct me if I'm wrong, white people, okay? By the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Jot this down. 844-551-8255. The Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to give you some stuff that you better take as gospel. And if when you wonder, why do I support this dude? Why am I listening to his program? Why am I spreading the word about him? This is one of the reasons. So I'm going to give you the next little part of the secret. If a black person, wherever you work, says, you know what, Sarah, I heard her say something derogatory about black people. She said something insensitive. Or I saw a dude, and it was in a TV show, one of these reality shows, and he walked up to, he saw this African girl. He says, God, you know, Shaniqua, whatever her name was, Debbie, he says, those are beautiful African earrings. He goes, you look like a beautiful African princess this morning. And she was offended. Now, this is a black woman who's running around touting her Nigerian roots. Everything she had on was pan national colors, black this. Her earrings literally said something like black. It didn't say Black Lives Matter, but it said black and beautiful or black and bold or something like that. She was exuding blackness. And when the guy noticed it, she was offended. And he had to go, this white boy had to go and do a mea culpa. And she said, why is it you know all you notice about me is my blackness? And you know what this black man would have said? Because that's all you tout. Look at your wardrobe. Look at your garb. Look at everything you do. All you want people to see is your blackness. But what she said, I want you to see me for me. I want you to see the inside of me. Well, you know, it would be nice if you were putting that out there. But let me tell you, this dude, he didn't want to get kicked off the island, so he was, I'm really sorry, and I will see you as a person that you are, and I will try to look deeper inside of you and all that. And I would have been like, okay, black girl, what do you want me to see? All you tout is black. Everything out of her mouth was ethnocentric this. There was another black girl on the thing. Yeah, the show is called The Trust. You don't have to believe me. You can go watch it for yourself. Another black girl. Oh, my gosh, the African princesses, the Africans, the Nubians. Celebrating blackness. But don't you celebrate it. Because, see, it's used against you. I watched another show. A guy, he's reaming out the equivalent of a Secret Service agent for a politician. And he says something to the guy, and he says to the lady, he says, why don't you call off your simian, your ape? And the guy goes, I'm mixed race. And the guy, I'm not kidding, in this British movie, this British TV series, the guy says, oh, he turns away, he gets on his cell phone, he calls some ministry and reports the incident. Now, let me go back to what I was talking about before. Conservatives, you want to take away the most powerful tool that black people currently have. The ability to have you jump through hoops whenever something black is mentioned. That's what you want to do. And rightfully so, because if something white, if I call a host of you crackers, nobody says a word. Kenny was talking to me about something. He says some black girl called a white dude a snow roach. A snow roach. Oh, my goodness. Look, the most powerful thing you can give the black folks is the ability to reverse racism and get away with it. And you think you're going to change it. But I don't understand why you don't want to vote that way. Because black people can vote themselves money. They can vote themselves power. And the most dangerous thing you can give to a black leftist is money or power. And God forbid you give them both. That's what Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, D. Ray McKesson, Sean King, and all these other race pimps have. The black rabble-rouser or rabble-rousers that exist in every major city in America make more money through race pimping, by the way, that's my book, racepimping.com, than they would if they had to go out and get regular jobs. Black folks get more by being able to put you off kilter, go into a store, throw a fit being a black person. Why do you think Michael Brown Jr. went into that store and thought he could steal? Why do you think these flash mobs are going around raiding like locusts, raiding stores, and nothing's being done? Why do you think black criminals are being released? Why do you think black kids are not being put, and people in general, are not being put in jail for crimes that everybody else should be put in jail for? Power. And you think, oh, Kevin, the Republicans are teaching people how to do for themselves and all that. Okay, great. I get it. But until you change the culture inside of black America and make people understand that there is a lot more to be had when you empower yourself. And it's not empowerment from victimization, threatening that somebody called you the N-word and getting somebody fired. And that stuff happens every day. An acquaintance of mine, she worked at the post office for probably the better part of almost two decades. And some black girls came in, wanted to open up a spot for one of their homegirls, and they got this girl fired. She had no recourse. They teamed up on her. She'd done nothing wrong. Barely knew these women. Just did her job every day. Obscure, not even a cute girl. Not like one that you would go, she thinks she all that. None of that. Just they wanted the clear spot for one of their homegirls. So they got her fired. And she was telling me the story because she's like, can you help me? I could do nothing for her. Well, now you know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, in case you missed it, last segment I gave you the secret why black leftists remain Democrats, so I suggest you check that out. And it's not anything that you think. No doubt about it. And I don't think you've probably heard anybody give you that rationale, but think about it. I'm not going to say it again because I want people to go back and listen to the show. I do want to talk more about Nikki Haley. Bowed out of the two upcoming presidential primary debates in New Hampshire right after she got third place in Iowa and gave her victory speech. We're just going to go forward, and boy, I tell you what, woohoo, we shocked the world. You think you would have thought, if you didn't know better, you would have thought Nikki Haley won in Iowa. She got her butt kicked. And I don't care by anybody's standards. The level at which Donald Trump beat them is unbelievable. She announced on social media saying the next time she debates, it'll be on stage besides Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make you a bet. And I bet you Vegas would accept, would back me on these odds. I'll give you $1,000,000 to 1. She won't debate either one of them. That's how confident I feel. I mean, to make that kind of a declaration, did you remember what she said? It is official. The Republican primary is now a two-person race. And I'm thinking, you came in third. How do you figure it's a two-person race? I mean, I'm astounded that she made that comment. I know I didn't get that wrong, right?
I can safely say, tonight, Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
I feel like that was a Joe Biden moment for Nikki Haley. I came in third, so it's officially a two-person race between, well, Donald Trump and I don't know who the other person is. What a moron. I mean, this is the woman that couldn't answer the question about the Civil War. Why was the Civil War fought? It was fought over, everybody wants to answer slavery, but it was fought over, what do you think it was? I already gave you my synopsis of that stupid answer. And you know what's funny to me? Every time look, you can put your faith in whoever you want. But I'm going to tell you something. Put your faith in yourself. Don't underestimate yourself. I was on the phone today with a buddy of mine. His name is TK. And TK is a guy who graduated high school, didn't go to college. But you know what he managed to do? He built a multi-million dollar business after going to work selling, what do they call it? Manufactured homes, trailer homes type stuff. Amazing sales guy. But never felt like he was good enough. Made more money than the president of his corporation. That's how good at sales he was. But he never felt good enough till his mother pulled him aside one day and said, look, they need you more than you need them. You're a rainmaker. And then he went out on his own. He finally got the guts because it was something about his mother telling him that. And he went, you know what? I am. I'm the guy. I'm doing it. All these other people are talkers. They got the pedigree, but they don't know how to implement. I have the pedigree, and I feel exactly the same as he does, except I have the pedigree. I have the degrees. It's just a matter of just putting your head down and saying, we're going to do it. By the way, 2024, I told my entire team, the people left, no excuses. We will get it done this year. And in fact, those of you who are part of Backstage Club, you are going to start getting some of the most sexy stuff. It is the coolest. I have prepped some stuff for you that is going to blow your mind. And I'm glad there are people signing up for it. Go to the Kevin Jackson Network. Get signed up to Backstage Club. We're asking for $20 a month recurring. Some of you, Bill mailed me a check for the full amount for the year and did the same thing. We're cashing each check every month, and many others. Some of you have donated so much, we've automatically grandfathered you in. Albert is in forever, and you know what? He still pays. But we're not taking any prisoners. This is a year we've got to make this happen. Going back to this, so Nikki Haley says it's a two-person race. She says we've had 5 debates in this campaign. Unfortunately, Donald Trump has ducked all of them. He has nowhere left to hide. The next debate, I will do either with Donald Trump or Joe Biden. I look forward to it. Well, I'll tell you what, sister girl, hold your breath and they'll call you Blue Baby because you ain't going to debate either one of these guys. Donald Trump has pretty much made her persona non grata. And look, he threw her a bone. At the end of the Iowa caucus, he said, you know what? Congratulations. Nikki, you fought well. Ron, you fought well. But they can't give it up. They got too much invested with these people that want to get Donald Trump. Good luck with that, Nikki. I told you, I wouldn't vote for her if you put a gun in my mouth. I don't trust her. She's a rhino. And we were having this discussion about trust with our youngest son. And Melissa's telling him, you break trust, which he's done, you aren't getting it back like the next day. You're not getting it back the next week. You've got to demonstrate that you are going to do the things to gain trust back. And you know what's funny about these kids today? They want it back immediately. So he'll do something wrong. She says, these are the rules. You do this wrong, this is a restriction. You do this wrong, you lose PS5, whatever it's called, PS4, I don't know what number they're on, privileges. You do this wrong, we confiscate the cell phone, whatever. He'll do something wrong, lose his phone, and it'll be, you lose your phone for 4 days. And the very next day, he thinks he's earned it back. Well, I made my bed, I tied my shoe, I wiped my butt, my bottom. Yeah, and you're looking at him like, you do know there's the rules have been published. And he still thinks, well, I mean, but I did this and I had a good attitude about it for 5 minutes. You know, yeah, but what about your attitude 20 minutes before that? And what about this? But they don't think that way. They want it now. Well, you don't get it. Trust is earned. And then Nikki Haley, she had our trust when she was governor of South Carolina. We gave her the benefit of the doubt. Trump brought her on. Said, you know what, I'm going to take you away from that job, give you the UN job. That's going to raise your status. That's going to take you from little state governor, to world-renowned figure. It's going to elevate you in every way. And what does she do to earn the respect of Donald Trump? She turns on him. And look, it would be different if she was asked, will you run for the president? I will not run as long as Donald Trump is running. I will not have sexual relations with that girl. No new taxes. Whatever you want to, one you want to float your boat on, this is what happened. She was a disloyal person who was elevated by Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you right now, there are some people that don't deserve your loyalty. There are lots of takers in the world, many, many more takers than givers. But Donald Trump's not a taker. Donald Trump is a giver. He prides himself on making people better, on elevating their status. I don't know him well enough to tell you that's definitive, but I'll tell you this. I know people like him. I don't mean they like him. I'm telling you, I know people that behave like him. These people, I'm one of them. You want to see people be successful. You want to elevate them. And you do it because you say that person will be loyal. I have a friend, I have a bunch of them, but I have a buddy, I'm telling you, he is ride or die. He prides himself on overdoing when he does something for you. And he's like a brother to me. And I am proud to tell you, I have garnered so many more people like that. And the reason is, I'm loyal to them. I understand we are all failures and undeserved of the grace of God. But I'm not going to judge you. If you're my friend, you're my friend. And you got to do some really bad stuff to not be it. And that's why I tell people, I don't try to gain friendships. I gain people that have become people that stick with me for life. And I'm the same way with them. I'm going to show up at your funeral. I hope I don't. I hope, you outlive me. But I'm going to do my best to make you understand how much you're appreciated. I'm going to earn your loyalty. And we do it every day. I do this show not for the money. I do it because God whispered in my ear years ago, this is what I want you to do. You won't know the reasons why. I don't. But I get up and I do it every day. And many of you, you've got a call. I appreciate you for it too.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.